Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and hey, guess what? I'm Rusty. Jennifer is trying to dial in and having some technical difficulties, so hopefully she will be on in just a moment. But I wanted to let you know that today is an incredibly beautiful day. Chloe and I rarely ever in New Hampshire this time of year. We're usually in South Carolina or Florida or Virginia or some place fun and fanciful. But due to the overwhelming cost of legal fees and having to consistently go back and forth with my ex-husband, I can't go anywhere this July, which is kind of unfortunate but kind of exciting too. Chloe and I love to hike, so we're going to spend a lot of time camping and hiking, I think. And if you guys have any fantastic camping and hiking ideas, feel free to go to my website and contact me at Rusty, or R-U-S-T-I-E, McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D.com. I'm really looking forward to spending 6 weeks straight with my daughter. I have not had her since, yesterday, and that just seems like miles away. As you know, I love her. She is an amazing kid, and so I'm looking forward to having the 6 weeks of vacation time and camping time and all of that bubbling around stuff. But I wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor for Living and Thriving this month, ASEA, and let's listen to them before I pull Jen back on.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-Rocks.com. That's ASEA-Rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
All right, so you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I have this fabulous guest on today. I just love her to death. She's this little cute, mousy-looking lady with this huge heart and great spirit, and I was fortunate enough to actually be on her TV show a few months back, and that was a lot of fun. We laughed so hard that my belly button actually bounced off of my body into the camera, smacking the camera guy in the head. I know you've heard this story. I'm just trying to remind you. And it's been a long-running joke with everybody involved, and it still brings me a smile to my face every time I think about it. Jennifer Hill of Intuition Nutrition. She's going to be on for about 17 minutes to tell us all about her new adventure. She just came out with a new book. I'm super excited. It's hit quite a few of my friends' inbox, and they just really seem to really love it. So I'm looking forward to learning more about that. If you have any questions for her, Irene, I know you're out there and this is a show for you. Call in. The number here is 347-205-9443. And if you want to reach out to Jennifer at some point, you can find her at Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Hill, H-I-L-L.me, as in M-E. She's a Mac user too. Miss Jennifer, how are you, my swimming fanatic?
Hi, Rusty. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am very well. It is a blistering 93 degrees here in Portsmouth today. What a beautiful day to go swimming. I saw that you and your son were swimming this morning. It just was the cutest thing to do before breakfast. Why not? Go swimming.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks. Now we're at the beach.
Oh, are you? Great.
Yeah.
So Jennifer, I am blessed to know you personally, but 200,000 people are not. So why don't you give us a lowdown of who you are and what you do?
All right, thanks. And by the way, I'm blessed to know you too, Rusty.
Yeah.
I am a holistic health coach, and I work with people who are trying to just find balance in their life, sort of a mind-body-spirit balance, but we do base the beginning of it on food and how we treat the food that we're eating, what we choose to eat. So I work with people both one-on-one and in groups, and just try to help them find that balance for themselves, because there's no one way that works for everybody as far as how to eat. So I get to know my clients really well, and we set them up with a good system that works for them. But I also have, as you mentioned, a TV show in Portsmouth called Intuition Nutrition, and it's just super fun. I mean, if anyone has a chance to go check it out, it's also on my website, which Rusty already mentioned. It's jenniferhill.me. And you can see the episode that Rusty's in. You can see her belly button actually fall off. but it's sort of a holistic show where we find how to create some delicious food. We meet people who are into more holistic lifestyles and practices from the area, and then we end with a little bit of yoga. So it's a lot of fun.
But this is not what you wanted to be when you growed it up, is it?
When I was a kid?
Yeah, what did you want to be when you were a kid? I know personal things about you that I'm going to dig out slowly. So
that's fine, yeah. Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an Olympic gymnast. That was my goal, but I didn't make it. Didn't even try out, but I had a good time in the process. But I was I've been a teacher for over 20 years, a Spanish teacher, and I just recently have decided to make the shift from teaching in the classroom to working with people in a different, still teaching, but in a different way. So, just doing my own thing, I guess.
So you wanted to be a gymnast, and you became a teacher, a Spanish teacher specifically, and if I remember correctly, you lived in Spain for some time. Why you came back, I don't know. I still can't figure that one out, but I'm willing to be your nanny if you want to move back out.
All right, you're hired. No, it is. Spain is amazing. I was there for about 7 years total. I mean, in between high school, college, graduate school, and living there as an adult, working there, I totaled about 7 years. My daughter was born there. Yeah, it's definitely a part of my life and my personal culture, and always will be.
Do you find that with your international travel and international experience that you're able to have more of a open-minded approach when you're consulting people?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, if you spend enough time overseas, you have to open your mind or you just won't, you won't really be able to thrive, you know? So where I meet people from all different, I mean, I actually have some clients from Spain who we meet via Skype. So I definitely am open to helping people in whatever works for them. You know, just because I personally am vegan and gluten-free, those are my choices, I know that doesn't work for everybody. You know, the Mediterranean diet includes a lot of fish and some cheese, and so people in Spain probably don't want to let go of their cheese and their eggs for Spanish omelets, which I have tasted, and they are really good, even though I don't like eggs. But, yeah. To answer your question, there's definitely a need for open-mindedness when you're working with people. And like I said before, there's no one way that works for everybody. It's all about the individual.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I love about our lives, which we've been very fortunate to be able to have a cross-cultural, it really helps us expand as coaches with understanding and compassion. I personally am a big believer that if you're going to be in this type of industry or this type of field, you should really be as open-minded as possible because you're dealing with, for the most part, some really personal choices. You're coaching people on a very personal level to make some pretty big changes, even if they don't want to make those changes. I know that we have a mutual friend, and she's going through cancer recovery, and you're coaching her through that. Do you want to talk a little bit about it, obviously anonymously, but a little bit about
sure.
how that's working and what you're coming across.
Yeah. Well, she and I, you know, we've known each other for a few years, and she called me one day in tears to tell me that she had breast cancer. And of course, you know, as by nature, I am a helper. I just want to help people. So my first reaction was, oh my God, what can I do? And she said, well, would you help me? I need to eat better. I need to clean up my diet so that once I get the breast cancer out, I don't have to worry about, you know, food being a cause for anything else. So I said, absolutely. So I've been working with her. I created a plan, like a plan for her, which is not usually what I do with my clients unless they specifically ask. But she really wanted to know. I mean, some people are just so overwhelmed with how to start eating clean that they really just need some hand-holding in the beginning, which is exactly what this provided for her. I just put together meal plans where she could use the leftovers from one day to add to a meal the next day, and very carefully, you know, she's got a lot of allergies as well, so I kept that all in mind. And then, you know, I'm seeing her. I see her almost every day because I also help out with her kids a little bit. But what happened is she's telling me now that she doesn't need to follow the meal plan anymore. She's like, okay, I'm starting to understand it. She's wrapping her head around it, and she feels great. And she called me yesterday with this great news that the woman that's helping her, like, keep her house clean and bring her kids back and forth to places, has been an insulin-dependent diabetic for a while. And in the 4 weeks since my friend's surgery, or our mutual friend's surgery, and having eaten clean, this woman's been eating the same way. And she's lost 10 pounds, and her doctor says she might not need the insulin anymore. So
shut the front door. That's fabulous.
It's
good job.
True. I know. I was like, wow, there's a bonus right there. We weren't even going for that. But anyway, so she's right now really nervous because she's about to face chemotherapy. So she really knows that when she's not feeling well, you know, because chemo can make you nauseous and not want to eat.
Yeah.
She wants to know what to grab for when she doesn't really feel like dealing with food. So I'm helping her with how to make juices and smoothies. And so, yeah, it's been really eye-opening. But it's actually really grateful that she asked for help because, you know, you want to help people when they're in this situation, but to know how to do it, it's so important for people to just tell you, I need you to do A, B, and C. Do you want me to tell you about the book as well that I wrote? I think you mentioned it already.
I'm all ears. This is your show. I'm just here to kind of, you know, put you along to get you to talk about yourself shamelessly and go for it.
All right. Well, I was so inspired to help her that I have this recipe book I've been working on for a while. And I just, it's one of those things I put on the back burner, like, okay, eventually I'll get this out and I'll sell it. And, you know, it'll be a great way for people to learn more about how to make. It's all about drinks, so green juices and smoothies and just a way to drink your vegetables with fruits, but it's really delicious and refreshing and just to help people do that. So I thought, oh, my God, what if I make this book and then split the proceeds with this friend so that she can raise money? We can raise money for her cost of food because she wants to eat all organic now. And as you know, unfortunately, it's more expensive than conventionally grown food. So I put it out there, and it's out there now, and there is a newspaper article on it, and people have been buying it. So I've been able to raise enough money to send her kids to the summer rec program in town and to pay for some of their field trips. So, and we're hoping, our goal is to sell 1,000. We're not quite there yet, but yeah, if any of the listeners would like to check it out, it's an e-book, and it can be found at my website, jenniferhill.me. And right at the very top, the tab is called ebook. So you just go click there, and you can. It's $12, and it will just download as a PDF, so you can see it on your whatever device you use. But I've gotten a lot of great feedback from it. So there's a guide on how to make juices and why they're good, and how to make smoothies and why they're good, and then about 75 recipes altogether.
Very cool. So, what is one of the things that attracts you the most to this healthy living? I know that you started this based on your own recreation of self, which is one of my favorite things to talk about, as you know.
Well, I found myself miserable. I was in a marriage that wasn't going in the direction that it should be. I just had lost myself, you know. So I feel like one day my bubble popped, like my Protect bubble, and I realized that I was totally miserable, you know, eating ice cream every night, and I felt like crap, and I looked tired, and I put on a bunch of weight, and my kids the whole time I was masking it so that my kids could have some kind of a normal experience while I went through this divorce. And I just realized, like, wait a second, if anything happened to me, what would happen to these sweet children that depend on me so much? And you know that whole thing when you're in an airplane and they say, if an oxygen mask comes down, put yours on first before helping somebody next to you. Well, that rang true to me in life, too. Like, I am not putting on my own oxygen mask. All I'm doing is helping other people and then doing things that are really hurting me. So I was like, it just kind of made me go, wait a second. For the first time in years, I wasn't pregnant or nursing, so I could do, you know, a cleanse. So I felt like, that's where I'm going to start. I'm going to do a cleanse. And then I just started devouring literature about different kinds of food and diets and with the best way. I always wanted to know the best way to eat so you didn't have to take vitamins, you didn't have to diet, and you could just feel healthy and happy and trim. And so I found that for myself. And then I decided that with such a passion, I wanted to help other people. And automatically people started asking me, like, wow, what have you been doing? For a while, they saw me and they're like, are you in love or something? I'm like, no.
Aww.
Well, maybe newly in love with taking care of myself, but no, like, I guess, you know, when you start eating really clean, you start to have a glow, and just the happiness from inside was starting to emanate out,
right.
So people were asking me about that. I decided to go to nutrition school, so I enrolled online at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and it was the move I've ever made as far as, I mean, you know, I have a master's degree in Spanish, and that was amazing, but that wasn't as life-changing as this is. It really has shifted everything in my life from the way I eat and the way I feed my family and to now what I do as a career. So yeah, it really did start with wanting to change myself. And it's a constant thing. I mean, it's a daily choice that I make to eat the way I eat and to exercise and to rest. And so it's not like you do it once and you're done. It's like laundry. You have to keep doing it.
No, the laundry monster. Godforsaken laundry monster.
I know. I spend a lot of time trying not to do laundry, but I have to. But I'd much rather.
You know,
once in a while, you can only turn it inside out so many times. No. Just kidding. I don't do that.
Whatever. Hey, not judging.
No, so I feel really blessed to have found something that I can really help people with.
So why don't you shamelessly plug yourself before I have to put on our sponsor?
Okay. Well, I have lots of things to offer people. So if you are, I tend to work really well with people who are helpers, so like the nurses, teachers, parents, givers, shoulders that people cry on. But they realize that they need a little something for themselves. So I have packages where I can work one-on-one. So we would chat, you know, every couple of weeks and set you up with some plans and goals, and I send you all kinds of information. And that's really transformational. I could do that for a month, 3 months, 6 months. And I've had a lot of clients that just keep going. I have one I've had for almost 2 years now. But she just gets enough out of it that she wants to keep going. I also, if that's a little out of your range, price-wise, I have a much more economical program that I run called the Power of Three, which is really mind, body, spirit. But it's got all kinds of meals and recipes, and it's a lifetime membership, and that's $98. I'm starting another one this July. I believe it's July 21st. It's a Monday. So that's available on my website as well. You can leave your name for more information. And I have other things, too, but that you can check out. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but mostly I'm here to help you learn how to eat for yourself, take care of yourself, and then an extension of your family and the people that depend on you. Oh, and the ebook.
Cool.
I'm sorry, I know I already mentioned the ebook, but that's there too, so I would love it if people could spread the word, because the more we sell, the more we can help my friend who's battling her breast cancer.
Very cool. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty, and it's Company Hump Day, July 2nd, 2014. My Lord, where does the time go? We are getting ready for the great old fireworks this weekend here in the United States, and there will be pictures to post so that all my friends overseas can join in on some of the fun. But right now, we're going to go and take a break from our sponsor.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to asea-rocks.com. That's asea-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
Very cool. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and we're just wrapping up our chat with Jennifer Hill of Intuition Nutrition. She is a hot little ticket, a Spanish-speaking mama, guru, single parent like me, and, you know, she's just paving the way, making it happen. She has a new book out, and she's going to talk about that for another minute or so. And she's also on TV. She's a crazy goddess television person and a lot of fun to hang out with. So definitely go to YouTube and check out her YouTube channel at Jennifer Hill, Intuition Nutrition. So, Jennifer, give us the title of the book. I don't remember you saying that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't say it. It's called Grab Life by the Greens.
I love that.
It came to me one day, I was just writing a description of it, and I was like, are you ready to grab life by the greens? And then I was like, oh, wait, I'm going to change the title. The original title was Drink Green, which is nice, but it's a little less exciting. So.
Yeah, no, Grab Life by the Greens, that's perfect. That was perfect. I love that.
Thank you.
And where can we find it?
Well, if you go to jenniferhill.me, there's a link at the top, a tab at the top that says ebook. And the actual URL for the ebook is jenniferhill.me/grab-life-greens. So you can go directly there yourself. But there's links everywhere. If you go to just my homepage, there's on the right-hand side, there's a little picture of what the cover would look like if it were a hardcover book. But it's not. It's an ebook for now.
It's an ebook, but everybody on an international level can grab a copy of it, which is great about ebooks, right?
Right, exactly. And I've had a request to translate into Spanish, so I might start working on the Spanish version of that.
There you go.
Yeah, which would be fun.
So what is the primary message that you want everybody to really take away from today's show?
Well, I really would love for people to just always stop and think if what they're doing is feeding them or if it's taking away. Because when you feed and nurture yourself, like I said before, then you have enough to be able to reach out and help others. But I think so many of, I'll put myself in there, so many of us, because I am, like I said, always working on it, but we tend to overextend ourselves to the point where we suffer. So always think, you know, for example, if you go out for dinner with friends, and you know that you don't feel good when you eat fried food, but everyone's like, let's share some fried clams or whatever. Be true to yourself. And you don't have to be that pain in the butt and say, no, I'm not going to eat. Let's get a salad and split that instead. You can say, sure, but I don't think I'm going to partake in that. I'll just get something else for my. Be true to yourself.
Those of us with food allergies, I don't consider myself a wet blanket. I mean, if people want to do something, like last night, my friend and I went to a place that opened up in Dover, and he ordered the mozzarella sticks, and I can't have those because, well, they're coated in gluten. But I don't feel like a wet blanket being like, oh, I'm good.
No, I know. I think people are scared of that, though, to be honest. I always tell my clients, like, embrace your inner Sally. You know the movie When Harry Met Sally?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I'll have this, but I'll take that on the side, and this and this. And she goes on and on about how she wants it. Like, that's kind of empowering. And I agree, it's not a wet blanket, but I think it is a fear that a lot of people have that it's not socially acceptable to really state your needs. But I encourage you to do that.
Well, I think that's all across the board. We don't encourage other people, especially women. I think get misunderstood when we do try to state our needs, and sometimes because of the way we've created society, it seems that we're being too demanding or too high maintenance or too bossy. These are the negative terms that come to play when
One day somebody actually said, Rusty, I think, you know, when I first met you, I thought you were very arrogant. And I said, arrogant? Me? And they said, yeah, and it's the funniest thing because I misunderstood arrogance and confidence. And I said, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you can be confident, but as a woman, it comes across to a lot of men as though you're arrogant. There's this strange uncomfortableness that people have when they're speaking their mind, especially in regards to speaking your needs as a woman.
I haven't found
too many men who feel that way, but, I mean, there are a few, I'm sure.
Well, there's a whole movement now about just not calling girls bossy. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
But
yep.
Beyonce was up saying, I'm not bossy, I'm the boss. Like, yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think self-care, self-maintenance, being honest and authentic and true to yourself, you really need to be able to speak up. You really need to be able to say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I'm going to tolerate, this is what I'm not going to tolerate. And you and I both know, coming from very unhappy endings with long-term relationships, that we really have evolved and are constantly evolving ourselves into understanding what we really will partake in and not partake in, and how we want to be treated and respected, and how we treat other people and respect other people. Because, you know, there's a certain conditioning, I think, you get from long-term relationships that are unhealthy. So it's an interesting conversation. But shamelessly plug yourself for the last minute.
Okay. Come check me out at www.jenniferhill.me. And we'll see what we can do to help you take care of.
Absolutely. And definitely check out her book. Buy it. It's not only a great book, but it's also going to a great cause, helping out a mutual friend of ours who has young children and is a mom, and she does actually quite a bit for the community. So, you know, let's return the favor and buy. Grab your greens, or grab your life by the greens.
That's right.
Right?
Grab life by the greens, yeah.
That's
awesome.
Right. All right, Ms. Jennifer, much love to you and your family. I'm so grateful that we were finally able to do this. I think we should do it again soon. I have another radio show coming up. I am going to be co-hosting with a private investigator a new show that will be announced probably within the next week. It's all going to be about criminal investigations and what to do and what not to do and that sort of thing. It's going to be really, really exciting. And we've got them just working on the press releases to get that out. So Living and Thriving Living and Thriving will remain the same every Sunday night and every Wednesday. But I'll be on a new show as well. So that's really, really exciting, and more information in the future. But
that's awesome, Rusty. Thank you so much for having me. This is really fun.
Yay. All right, big hugs to you, my friend. I love you.
Same to you. Love you too. Talk to you later. All right.
Bye. All right. So Sunday, fun day, 6:30 p.m., we're going to have Teresa Campbell on. She is the author of Are You There, God? It's going to be really intriguing and interesting to talk to her, because lately I've wondered that too. I think God's on vacation. So let's talk to her and see what she has to say about her life and her adventures and how she can inspire and motivate us to continue moving forward on our paths. Just so that you know, I love you. You're beautiful. You mean the world to me, and I'm so grateful for all the support and love and adoration that you give. And let's keep living, thriving, growing, and let's find some more sponsors. We can do that. Until Sunday night, go out and smile. It's contagious.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.